don't know much about you for sure. So maybe
okay.
Talk a little bit about yourself. And also there's this whole thing that protects you from EMF or something Daniel was talking about.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Fire away.
Oh, okay. So do you want me to just start with a little bit about myself first?
That'd be fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So, well, my name is Carol Steves, and I live in Loveland, Colorado.
Okay.
And I've been, I found the teaching in 2008, so I am part of the whole Bigu movement. And it's funny, too, because I came upon it because I was reading some stuff about Tesla, and I kept searching and searching through different, like George Green and some other people. And I was trying to, you know, ascertain what was true and what wasn't. And I remember I saw something with George Green. He was talking about Tesla's work and that he wanted to talk to this guy in Switzerland about it. And for some reason, that just grabbed me. I thought, who is this guy? I have to know who this is. And I can't even explain why my ears perked up when he said that. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then I saw an interview with Michael Horn on Conscious Media Network just a few months later. And he started talking, and I'd never heard of him. I just was watching different videos. And he started talking about this guy in Switzerland, and I went, that's the guy. And the rest is history. So come full circle, now I'm offering product that is based on his research.
Based on, course, George Green's research? Or
No, Tesla's.
Tesla,
not
okay.
On George Green. Yeah, okay. On Tesla's research. Because what a lot of people don't understand about, okay, so you were saying you didn't really know much about the EMF stuff. So,
right.
There are contact notes, of course, about this.
Oh, are there?
There are. There are several.
Okay.
And there's one that's just been translated. I want to say it's by the Canadian group. Yes. Jimmy Chen, I think his name is. He translated it. I hope I have his name right. It's right off the top of my head. And I guess the extraterrestrial Bermuda is talking in this about the wireless and the microwave signals that they're purposely being generated to cause negative emotions, negative thoughts, hate, envy, jealousy, unpeace, general unpeace.
Well,
and
let me interrupt
ahead.
You. Let me just ask you for a question. So, you know, I've heard a lot about how bad wireless is for your health in general. So I don't have a wireless network in my house for that reason. I use the old, what are they called, the RS-232 cable or whatever it's called.
Right, you're wired in.
Yeah,
on Ethernet.
And
yeah.
The other thing is microwave that you mentioned. And if you like cell phones, it's just like putting the microwave projecting right into your head. If you hold it against your head, that's
correct.
That's terrible for you as well. Now you're saying we're getting wireless. Besides
the health issues,
we're getting wireless. We're getting this microwave to produce negative emotions. Who is doing this intentionally?
You know, they don't say in particular who it is. They just say there are organizations worldwide that are doing this. And, you know, there's a patent that I have, I think I've posted on my site. If it's not on my
website? What is your website?
It's www.neutralwise, which is neutralwise.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have it posted there, and if I don't, it's on my NeutralWise Facebook page.
Okay.
So it's in either one of those spots. But, I mean, there's a patent that was obtained for using microwaves to manipulate emotions.
Oh, my goodness.
So as crazy as it sounds, it's true. The government knows how to, any government, because, you know, the military developed this. So back in the 70s, a paper came out, the Navy paper came out in 1972. And that is on my site. That is if you go to my scientific studies, that's the first paper on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it, as early as the 50s, they knew that microwaves would cause problems, cause health problems, mental problems. And so in 1972, they wrote a paper about this, and it's about 162 pages long. And Mark, most of that is citations. The study is in plain English. It tells you exactly what it does to us, and that's only about a page, 2 pages, 3 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is the research.
Mm-hmm.
So they've known since 1972. They've known since before that microwave, low energy microwaves cause health issues. And so fast forward to now, we've got them, it's everywhere, microwave, cell towers, of course, now they're coming out with 5G, and that's another term for that is fixed wireless. So if you see something that says fixed wireless, that's LTE and 5G. That's more of a directed, targeted microwave instead of a signal, instead of a blanket of microwaves, it's like a bullet. And so they're putting, because it doesn't travel as far, but it's stronger, so they're directing it. And their little tiny antennas are going everywhere. And there are people fighting it, I guess. There's a group in Canada that's fighting it, and I don't know how successful
mm-hmm.
they're really being, because there's billions to be made, you know? And so I have some contact notes. I thought we were going to talk later. I was going to have them in front of me, but that's okay. There's some way back, you know, that several different places that talk about that microwave cell phone signals are against life, because they cause all kinds of, well, for instance, wireless causes mitochondrial damage to a baby. Like, so if a baby's forming in utero and the mother is sitting there with a cell phone on her stomach, which we've all seen that. They don't even realize what they're doing. They're microwaving the fetus.
Mm.
And it causes the eggs that are already forming if it's a girl, of course, they're already forming and they're being damaged. And that mitochondrial damage is passed on from generation to generation. And there's no fixing it at this point in our, you know, medical knowledge.
Well,
it causes a whole host of problems.
If you need a minute or two to pull those notes up, go ahead. It's no big deal.
You mean, that's true. We're not live or anything.
Well,
so I will do that.
But it's,
I know,
live,
but I mean, yeah. We're not live.
Yeah, right. You're not
going to edit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so, there was just a misunderstanding about the time. So,
actually,
that's not a big deal.
We were planned to talk at 8 p.m. my time, which is 45 minutes from now. And I think Daniel thought that was
my time.
I don't know what he thought.
Yeah,
so,
that's okay. No big deal. It's okay, actually, because this is actually an okay time. So, and, you know, I was kind of nervous, so... It was kind of better.
You didn't have a chance to get nervous, so.
No, exactly, which is good. So, what is it exactly you want me to pull up?
I thought you had specific contact reports that had information that you needed.
Yeah, I do.
I don't even know what contact report.
Yeah, I do. I have some I published on my Facebook page to let people know, you know, look, this,
now,
this
how
is
do you
out there.
Your last name?
It's Steves, S-T-E-E-V-E-S.
Okay.
And my first name is
Carol.
My first name is different. It's different, though. It's K-A-R-R-O-L.
K-A-R-R-O. Well, I'm glad I asked because I sure would not have guessed that.
No, I know.
And people can look on Facebook and find this information as well as theneutralwise.com.
Well,
it's there. It was both.
Yeah, as far as the EMF studies and the studies that were done on the products that I offer, they can find that on my website. Yes, I have two tabs, one that's EMF studies, one that are just, so that's general studies on the effects of EMF radiation. And the other is studies on that particular product that I offer. And I found out about it through Tim James. You probably know him.
No.
Oh, okay. He's a guy out of Ohio who was at the center, and he found out that, because I asked him, he was visiting here, and I said, hey, you know, I'm surprised they have wireless at the center. What do they use? I mean, why do they have, I'm surprised, because I knew, you know,
they're
it was dangerous.
Wireless at the center?
Yeah, they have wireless. And he said, oh, they have this protection. And he told me about it. And so I started looking into it. And yeah, they have it because this stuff that these products that I offer that were developed in Switzerland and Austria, they work on the scalar waves. So that's what I was telling you earlier. That so these technological devices, they produce, you know, there's scalar waves in nature that are biocompatible. Those are the good ones. Then there are scalar waves that are produced by technological devices, and those are chaotic, and those and all they we resonate with those waves, and so we're getting these chaotic signals, you know, resonating in our brains, in our DNA, in our organs, and that's what's causing the problems, the sleeplessness, tinnitus, hair loss, weight gain, ultimately cancers, diabetes, autism. And so this company in Austria developed this device that resonates. It's a receiver. So they have a small receiver you can actually wear, a little bit larger one that you can carry in your briefcase or your pocket. And then they have one, the largest ones that have a field of up to 15 meters radius that you sit inside your home. That's what Billy has next to his computer. And it looks like a cone, like a pyramid kind of. And they neutralize 90% of the electromagnetic radiation. So they don't affect the Hertzian waves, which are the waves that we use to communicate. Those are the radio waves that kind of go in a, when you see a picture of a tower radiating in it and they look like they're going in circles kind of, those are the Hertzian waves. Well, Tesla waves or longitudinal waves or scalar waves, those are all three the same thing, different names for them, they behave differently, and so they will go, they come out like a vortex just like a Hertzian wave does, but then they look for a receiver immediately. And if there's no receiver there, we become the receiver. We receive the waves. And so these devices become what they call the victims. They receive the signal so that we don't.
So let me interrupt you. Sorry to interrupt you again.
Sure. No, go ahead.
We've got, I'm on your website, I can see this RayGuard device,
right.
And it looks like a little pine box.
Oh, that's a different, okay, so yes, it does. And inside of it is a receiver.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah, that device is, because the receiver is rectangular, and it has, they're very open about, you know, they don't tell you what the mineral combination is that's inside because that's proprietary, but they show you how they make it. It's, there's a 39 different minerals mixture precise. They tell me it's very precise inside these glass tubes that are held together with coils of silver wire. And it looks like maybe there's other metals too, but I can't really tell what they are. And that is the receiver. And they've mixed the minerals. The minerals act as a receiver and attract the waves. Mm-hmm. So they absorb the waves. They convert them to biocompatible waves, and they kind of produce a little bit of heat, and then they so it makes it safe, so you don't absorb them. It's really quite elegant, and the pine box you're looking at is the Swiss pine one they've made for that that works pretty well in like a bedroom or a therapy room or an office. It has a range of about 5 meters radius.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a it's a little bit different than the other home devices because it has a pine oil that you put inside in the top. And pine oil, they've shown, can reduce our heart rate by 3 beats a minute. That's pretty significant. Yeah. So it has a very calming effect on people.
Hmm.
So that's something, that's their newest product that they developed because they're looking not only to put it in people's bedrooms and therapy rooms, you know, like massage, where you have massage done, because just, you know, think how relaxing that would be because everybody has wireless almost. I mean, you don't, but most people, most businesses do.
Yeah.
And hotels are hotel rooms because hotels are very bad for wireless, especially if they're glass and steel, because now they're, you know, they're conducting, it amplifies. So because there's not any natural wood and things to kind of absorb it. And so I guess it kind of bounces around in there. Do you know what I mean?
So you're telling me that these products, like this one little pine box has a receiver in it that can absorb these microwaves.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't understand is yes, it can. It changes them. It neutralizes them. That's kind of why my name came about. Because once I understood what they did, because you can't shield against scalar waves. That's what a lot of these people who are even EMF consultants don't understand this, that scalar waves go through everything.
Hmm.
You can't shield against them.
Mm-hmm.
A Faraday cage, they're too fast. They go right through them. So that's not going to work. So there are people using these things to try to shield themselves, and in reality, they're not.
So
because they have to be neutralized.
You're saying Billy uses a similar kind of device.
Oh, it's the same company, yes.
Same company, basically.
Yes, same company.
Amazing.
Yes, and he uses a different model.
You have something called AquaCat.
Oh, yeah. So that's made by the same, it's not made by the same company. There's another inventor, and he's friends with the guy who developed the RayGuard. And so they share technologies.
Mm.
So that's Tenergetics. And they produce these water. There's a water vitalization device. So it's a metal tube. And inside the carrier material that they imprint a signal on. And they imprint the signal of spring water. And so when you take this device and you put it up against a pipe,
mm-hmm.
water pipes and that sort of thing, it changes the structure of the water because, you know, our water is a lot of times sitting in tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, of course, all kinds of chemicals are used on it. So it actually changes how the water deals with minerals,
mm-hmm.
and lime. So if, say, pipes have lime scale built up inside,
mm-hmm.
They will show 6 months or so later after you've been using one of these devices how the lime scale is broken up and is coming off the pipes. And I guess there's a vineyard in Europe. So these have been around in Europe for about 15, 20 years. And there's a vineyard in Europe that, I think it's in France, that had very hard water, and they were using water softeners for their grapes, you know, and they didn't have to anymore after they used these, because there's some really large ones on there. Maybe you notice that that will handle thousands and thousands of gallons of water, and it changes the structure of the water. It's really quite amazing. And you can taste the difference when you charge what I call charge the water. It means it changes it. And when I found out they were sharing technology, because the little pendants, the small ones, and I think some of the other devices, I know the chips and the pendant, the smallest Flower of Life pendant, have an imprint on the inside also that's supposed to support life. It's an energetic imprint. Now, I don't know what that exactly does. I know what it does to the water. I'm not sure what that imprint is. I need to know more about that, but I don't know a lot about that yet. I just know I was intrigued by that, and so I thought I would try the AquaCat. And they also produce other products that are, you can add to, like, compost and I guess, your soil when you're planting, and it takes less fertilizer to make the plants grow. And they've been using this in Europe. It's really quite intriguing. I think it's it could be very beneficial. And I know that they, you know, as far as the AquaCat, they give, you know, they can give chickens water. They show it on one of their brochures. And the chickens preferred the water charged by the AquaCat. So that's a pretty good blind study, you know. Mm-hmm. They go to that. They want to drink that water because it's oxygenated. And so I think this is some technology that they were way ahead of their time, especially with the Raygard products, because, you know, they developed these 20 years ago, and here we are, now we need them.
Yeah.
And they've been tested on the human body, so they know they work, because, you know, you can't measure, at this point, you can't take a meter out and measure scalar waves. They don't have devices on the market for someone to just go out and measure scalar waves. I think that has to be done, from what I'm understanding, with very sophisticated instruments in a lab at this point. Mm-hmm. And so in order for them to make sure that the products work, they test them on the human body, and they test it through blood samples. So they look for, you know, if blood is being hit with radiation, it tends to clump, you know, and clumping is also indicative of cancer later on, you know, that shows that when someone has cancer, their blood has, they call it Robilo, I think it's called. I hope I'm probably butchering that. But anyway, it's blood clumping. And then they would, so they would take a test of someone's blood. And there's a video on my site that shows this, and the blood shows the blood cells moving freely. And then they take another test after they've made a cell phone call.
Hello?
Blood moving again, more freely, like it should, and not be deformed. And they also do tests with EAV machine, which tests your energy meridians, the same, you know, acupuncture meridians. They have an EAV machine that has a graph and makes a noise like that if you're, you know, which kind of measures your energy. And they showed that how the energy level drops in the human body when they're using a cell phone.
Oh,
and
yeah,
how
sure.
It goes back up and recovers when they're using the Raygard devices. And there's they did tests in Bologna, Italy. Dr. Martinelli showed on cell cultures, they did the same test. So they know this device actually helps preserve our life force and protect us because they've done the tests, yeah, to prove it. But very prestigious organizations in Europe. And so when people try to say this is unscientific, I don't know why they can claim that, because it's not true. They've proven it works. And more people need to know about it, because eventually it's going to be very, well, it's already getting to the point where it's very hard to get away from these signals.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so even if you do everything you need to do in your home to protect yourself, you know, don't have wireless, and you walk outside and there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, there's a guy and there's a gentleman in Europe that I sold some devices to that contacted me because they put some new light lamp posts across from his apartment building, and he's on the second floor. And he noticed after a while he started, his ears started ringing and he couldn't sleep. And he thought it was the lights themselves.
Hmm.
But then, so he went to his, you know, city council and said, "What's going on here? What have you done? What kind of lights are these?" They said, "Oh," he found out they were participating in a 5G test.
Oh boy!
And yes, and the antennas, you know how I told you it's directed
mm-hmm.
energy,
mm-hmm.
was going right into his bedroom window and his kitchen.
Goodness.
And yeah, and so he got a home, and he said, "I'm really worried about my children when they come to visit." And he was exhausted every night, when he'd come home from work, because I think he also was around, computers and stuff at work. So he says now that his eyes aren't so dry. He said he was having a lot of problem with dry eyes and being exhausted, and he's now sleeping. And that's one of the biggest things that people notice when they finally use these receivers, as they start to sleep better. They sleep deep. Well, and that's the same thing I've experienced. Deeper sleep, less, about an hour less a night I need. And that seems to be pretty common across the board from what I hear from people. So those are the first things they notice, and they feel clear-headed. And one guy told me that what he noticed was it kind of broke the spell of his, that he was addicted to his phone. He said, "I can put my phone down now."
Hmm.
He said, "I don't feel like I'm in a fog." And because a lot of people experience brain fog from this, it has kind of an opiate effect. And that goes in line with what they're saying in the contact notes about what it does to you.
Hmm.
So it's pretty interesting. Now, I got off on that subject, and I forgot to, I was going to try to find these contact notes again. Let me try. So what other questions do you have?
Well, we can, what we could do is we could, like, reschedule for another time. Then you'd have more of a chance to get your contact reports together and things like that. This was kind of a good introduction to the whole thing.
That's fine.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything
this,
you know.
No, and there's a lot of information, and it takes a lot of educating to sell this product.
Oh,
because
sure,
people first have to be have to understand what they're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and then to understand the devices, how they work. That's a challenge because I read these reviews out there by people who don't know what they're talking about because they don't understand the devices, and they say, "Oh yeah, don't trust anything that says it works on scalar waves. That's just, they don't even think there's such a thing. And there's a scientist in Germany, Dr. Konstantin Mell,
mm-hmm.
and he has proven that, he's now producing these devices that high schools can buy to generate scalar waves so that the students can understand and learn about them.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
That is very great.
So,
let's do this. I'll go ahead and save this, and I'll post this up on the site. It'll be a short show today for just 30 minutes. And then we can get back together, and you can... You don't have a Skype, but you have a Facebook. I can look your Facebook up. And we can...
Yeah, I have Skype, but the signal is... really unstable
mm-hmm.
out here where I live. Now mm-hmm. I'm using VoIP right now.
Okay.
So I have my phone plugged into VoIP because deck phones are terrible. I got mm-hmm. rid of mine. They're really bad for you.
Oh.
And so unfortunately I have Skype, but the call would drop.
Okay.
every 15 minutes. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
This
that's
is right. crazy.
That's all right. Yeah. We'll okay. figure it out, and I can probably find you on Facebook, and we'll set up a good time.
You can.
And we'll get that all squared away, and then you can get your stuff on the contact reports together, and I can still post this for this evening, okay?
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. Yeah, and I would love to talk more about it and talk about the contact notes because they're interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, they're really interesting, especially the latest one they just put out. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, there's a lot of information. So that
right.
sounds good.
Thanks, Carol. Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye.